All right, well, this is it's kind of like a Wednesday for us. So I had a quick turnaround here after the Jets game, and you know, we're on to St. Louis. You know, obviously it's a good football team. We've got a lot of young players. Jeff, as usual, has done a great coaching job there. He's an excellent coach. Looks like they're very sound, do things well fundamentally, and you know, you really got to do a good job against them. You got to go out there and beat them. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They play hard, got a lot of energy, got a lot of young players that are playing well, and he's molded it into a real competitive football team in a hurry. So so that's where we're at for today.
How have you changed, if at all, the passing game with the loss of Amendola?
I think they still have their basic, you know, they try to do their basic things, just, you know, working around a little bit. Wouldn't say they've changed their offense dramatically. I mean, he's a good player, don't get me wrong, but I think they still try to run their offense. They got real good backs, and so the running game is obviously real important to them. Running game play action is important to them, and they sometimes close it in and run it. Sometimes they spread you out and run it, but, you know, all those backs are good. They're all solid players.
Bill, is there anything different about playing over there? And if so, does it help that you were just there 3 years ago?
Well, I'm not sure how many of our players now were on that trip, but I would say not a whole lot. It's been a decent amount of turnover since then. So, but, you know, the experience for those of us that went, I think that's, you have some idea what to expect. I think that's, you know, something to be said for that.
I mean, as far as the field?
I think it's just, well, you know, every field's different. You just get used to it. I mean, it's a grass field. It's not the fastest field, but it's, you know, we played on plenty comparable to that. It's, you know, a little different environment out there. You know, they kind of do the soccer cheers and the rugby cheers and all that. You know, it's a little less football-oriented, a little more, I don't know, whatever you call that. But, you know, the time change, the travel, that's certainly different than most normal games. But again, it's not anything we haven't dealt with before, and we've traveled to the West Coast and just going the other direction. So, you know, hopefully, we'll be able to deal with it.
Seems like a recurring theme this year is facing opponents with really good edge rushers, and then also with the Rams, in that they got a couple of cover corners who are playing really well right now too. Sort of the working in tandem, you know, the rushers make the corners better and vice versa to give them more time.
Yeah, I think they got a real good group. The corner group's very impressive. Finnegan's really does a good job. He plays outside and then comes inside and sub. Janoris Jenkins has done a good job for him. Fletcher's done a good job for him. Even Tremaine Johnson, who really hasn't played a whole lot, but, you know, I think they got real good depth at that corner position. And as you said, the edge rushers, they can really bring it. Of course, Long and Quinn, you know, are excellent. But they've got, you know, they're a good pass rushing team. They got them all the way across the board. Inside guys are, you know, Brockers is a big guy. They're explosive inside. They're fast off the edge. Linebackers are fast. Laurinaitis and McIntosh and Dunbar, they all run well. It's good. They got a lot of team speed. And they make a lot of plays from behind, chasing down screen passes and outside runs and checkdowns and things like that. So they're very athletic, but the corners are good, and they got a lot of pass rushers. Yep, it's two really strong points of their team.
On Bradford, the numbers may not suggest that he's up at the top of the list in terms of accuracy, but it certainly looks like, if you watch him, especially in the short and intermediate passing game, he puts it where he wants it about as well as anybody. Is that something you agree with? Or
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very, very good passer. You know, we played against him here a couple of years ago, and of course, talking to Josh about him, who had him last year, I mean, I think this guy's, you know, very, very good quarterback. He's got he's smart, really sees coverage as well. I think he, you know, reads things well, has a good understanding of the passing game. Accurate throwing the ball, good mechanics, you know, tough kid. I mean, I think he's got a lot going for him. He's a good quarterback.
Bill, the streak that your offense is on, I think it's 16 straight games now with at least 350 yards, which ties the league record. What are maybe some of the biggest keys that has allowed for that, and is it something that you're proud of?
I'm a lot more concerned about wins than yards. So, I mean, I don't really care about the stats, just care about scoring more points than the other team. So that would definitely be the number one thing. So whatever we've done, we've done. Whatever we haven't done, we haven't done. But, I mean, really, we're trying to just look forward and, you know, try to put the best plan and the best game we can on the field against the Rams on Sunday. I mean, that's really what the challenges are. Whatever we did or didn't do in the past against somebody else or last year or whatever, great, whatever it was. But we just got to do a good job this week, and this is a good football team.
I think it was the Rams from 99 to 2000. When you look back at that offense, what kind of words come to mind? Were they just dynamic and could do pretty much whatever they wanted?
The one word I would use would be explosive. So they're good. All those players, they could score pretty much from anywhere on the field. Handing it off, throwing it to Bruce, Holt, Akeem, Falk, the slot receiver, Prohl. They're pretty. Lando Pace, quarterback, and a lot of explosive players.
Operationally this week, because of the travel, and they talked about this sort of like a Wednesday, and yesterday you said that you guys kind of spun it forward a little bit quicker than you might during a normal week. When you get there, do you make up for the time that you've missed on the back end? Do you reassess things on Friday? Or how do you work?
We're going to try to, I would say we're going to try to, add a little bit extra time on the back end to rest and kind of get adjusted and all that, rather than spend it on a lot of game planning and that kind of thing. We're going to try to do that on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday instead of Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and kind of take Friday as a travel day. And obviously, I mean, we'll travel on Thursday night, but the whole, traveling Friday, getting adjusted, getting settled, and all that is probably, we'll see how much we actually get done that day. I don't want to say it's a lost day, but I think it's certainly a big transition day for us. And then Saturday, hopefully we can get back into our regular routine on Saturday and treat Saturday kind of like a normal Saturday, if you will. So I think that Friday is kind of our transition day, and hopefully today, Wednesday, and Thursday would be our regular Wednesday, Thursday, Friday type preparation days.
How much does Rob Ninkovich's versatility allow you to do some other things with some other members of your defense? I mean, is it kind of a domino effect where you can move him and you can kind of plug some guys?
I don't know about that. I just think Rob can do different things. We ask him to do different things, and he can do them. I mean, so that gives him value and versatility himself and to our defense and all that. But as far as, moving him to move somebody else, then, you need another person with that same kind of versatility or a combination of people. Not saying there isn't some element of that, but I don't think that's the big thing. I think the big thing is just that, you can ask him to do different things, and he's pretty capable at all of them, rushing, playing the run, pass coverage, pursuit, special teams. I mean, he contributes for us in a lot of areas, and that really, it gives us a lot of versatility, gives him a lot of versatility, and gives us some versatility. But as far as that enabling a lot of other guys to do a lot of other things, it's, I'm not really sure about that.
Shane on Sunday, when you were scouting him when he was at Cal, what did you see that you liked?
Shane's a smart kid. I think he has a good understanding of the game, the running game, the passing game, pass protection, space plays, kind of where to be, how to get open and find space, that kind of thing. He's an elusive guy. He's got good balance, good playing strength for his size. Not the biggest guy, but he's got good playing strength. And so, you know, he gives us some versatility there. And I think he's able to, you know, make – I think he's able to run inside and run in some traffic, but he's a good space player on the edge and in the passing game, that kind of thing. He's really got good four-down value for us. You know, when he's had an opportunity to play, unfortunately, he hasn't had a lot of opportunities over the last year and a half, but the ones he's had have been, you know, fairly positive. And not that I hope anything happens to anybody else, but hopefully he'll get more opportunities because I think he can contribute for us. But we have confidence in all our backs. So whoever's in there, they've all been productive. But he's done a good job when he's had a chance. Just hasn't had a lot of opportunities.
Brandon being hurt last week, I'm sure you knew that this would be an opportunity for him. He probably sensed that as well.
Yeah. Yes, I would agree with that. But I would say it's more of it is Shane being healthy and Shane being ready to go than, you know, waiting for somebody else, something to happen to somebody else. It's been more a case of, you know, him really, you know, being able to go out there and be the player that he is. And, you know, he had a good training camp and then kind of got set back there at the end of the camp, beginning of the season. And, you know, it took a couple games to kind of get back into things here. And so, you know, hopefully he'll be able to sustain that and stay out there, because I do think he can be productive regardless of who else is out there. I think he's a good player on his own, in his own right, without, you know, waiting for somebody else to be injured or whatever.
How important is Ivan to that whole mix, because it is a very young group? You know, the three guys that have seen a lot of playing time this year at various points they're all kids,
right? Yeah, no, Ivan is, you know, he spends a lot of time with those guys. And you know, they're all a little bit different. They all have a little bit different skills and a different background, and you know, kind of a little different calling card, if you will. But he's done a real good job with all of them and the group, as you know, bringing the whole group together. You know, as he has all the years that I've been here. He's, you know, Ivan's a really solid coach, very well prepared, and you know, he does a real good job with that group of players he has through the years and with the current group that he has. But you're right, they're all relatively young and inexperienced. I mean, Woody has the most, but that group's, you know, a hardworking group. They've come a long way. They've certainly improved an awful lot this year, and even last year with Shane and Steven and Woody, for that matter. So they've been able to contribute in a lot of different areas, and he's done a real good job with them.
Would you say, obviously based on production too, that that's a pretty mature group for their collective experience?
Well, getting there, improving, getting there. I mean, I think they still got a long way to go, each of them and all of them collectively. But I do think they've covered a lot of ground. It's a lot better than it was last year. It's a lot better than it was a couple months ago. And I think they're working hard, and we're going in the right direction there. But I still think there's significant ground that we can cover and improve on. So, but it's heading in the right direction.
We always talk about continuity in the offensive line. That's one place where it always seems to, at least we in the media, make a big deal out of continuity in the offensive line. How important is it for continuity on the coaching staff to have someone like Dante and Ivan, guys that have been with you for a long time, and they know you, you know them, and you know what they're capable of doing?
It's good. No, it's good. It's you know, we've been through a lot of experiences together. We can learn from those and also reflect back on them. A lot of times we get to a situation and say, well, this is similar to something that we dealt with at another point in time, and this worked well, or maybe here's a reason to do it differently because there is a little bit of a difference between the situation and the last one. But, you know, we have a good reference point. And, again, with those guys, I can always ask them about the, you know, the line relative to another situation or the backs relative to what they need. And we've had enough experience with that kind of thing that it's that I think that experience certainly pays off. You know, there's some definite benefits to it. Okay.